Good morning, it's 7:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. In the NBA playoffs, Anthony Davis scored 34 points and LeBron James had 26 in the Lakers' 114-108 victory over the Nuggets. Los Angeles is now one win away from the NBA Finals with a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Series. The Nuggets have bounced back from that kind of deficit twice in the playoffs so far. In the WNBA playoffs, the Sun bested the Aces 77-68, widening Connecticut's lead in the semifinal 2-1. In Major League Baseball, the Mets beat the Nationals 3-2 to barely stay alive in the National League wild card race. Also, the Blue Jays downed the Yankees 4-1, and the Orioles destroyed the Red Sox 13-1. In MLB news, the Mets have placed Michael Conforto on the injured list with a hamstring injury, ending the outfielder's regular season. Conforto was hitting a career-high 322 with 9 home runs and 31 RBIs this year, ranking 6th in the National League with a 412 on-base percentage and 8th with 40 runs scored. In the NFL last night, the Dolphins ripped the Jaguars 31-13. The league says the new turf at MetLife Stadium is good to go for the Giants and 49ers game this Sunday, despite complaints from the 49ers that the sticky surface caused at least 4 players to sustain knee injuries last weekend. And Florida prosecutors have dropped a misdemeanor charge against Patriots owner Robert Kraft, alleging that he paid for massage parlor sex. The decision comes after a court blocked their use of video allegedly showing Kraft's payment at the Orchids of Asia Spa in 2019. Lastly, the Pac-12 has decided to reinstate its football and basketball seasons, despite initially postponing them to the spring due to COVID-19. Football will start in November, ending with a championship game on December 18th. Men's and women's basketball starts November 25th. I'm Jesse King.